Talk.
How to talk
in your have a card on him. All of my stuff. In your word. Y'all better leave him on.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
That's to worship the Lord.
With him. I lift my voice. Kingdom come, thy will be done in this earth, oh God.
Just lift your voice and worship.
Oh God, we bless you.
Come on, lift your voice. Lift your voice and worship. Oh, the Spirit of God is moving on those who worship. Somebody just wave those hands. We'll just honor your presence tonight. We just honor your presence tonight, Holy Spirit. That's all we really want, Lord, is just to be where you are. Just to be in your presence. This is my testimony in all that I go through. Somebody said, why? I said, because praise is what I do. Cause I Somebody lift your voice and say, praise is what I do.
Praise is what I do.
Even when I'm going through.
When I'm going through.
See, I've learned.
I've learned.
To worship.
To worship.
Ooh, see, I'm going to let the devil know tonight. No, my circumstance.
Oh, my circumstance.
I will not be depressed. It doesn't even stand a chance.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT.
Hi, I'm Tanya Riley, station manager here at KAYT KQJO FM with this public service announcement about how to protect yourself from coronavirus disease 2019 or COVID-19 from the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention. First, you need to know how it spreads. There is currently no vaccine to prevent coronavirus disease 2019 or COVID-19. The best way to prevent illness is to avoid being exposed to this virus. The virus is thought to spread mainly from person to person between people who are in close contact with one another within about 6 feet. Through respiratory droplets produced when an infected person coughs or sneezes. These droplets can land in the mouth or nose of people who are nearby or possibly be inhaled into the lungs. Please take steps to protect yourself. Clean your hands often. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially after you have been in a public place or after blowing your nose, coughing, or sneezing. If soap and water are not readily available, use a hand sanitizer that contains at least 60% alcohol. Cover all surfaces of your hands and rub them together until they feel dry. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth with unwashed hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Put distance between yourself and other people if COVID-19 is spreading in your community. This is especially for people who are at high risk of getting very sick. Take steps to protect others. Stay home if you're sick. Cover your mouth and nose with a tissue when you cough or sneeze, or use the inside of your elbow. Throw used tissue in the trash. Immediately wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. If soap and water are not readily available, again, clean your hands with hand sanitizer that contains at least 60% alcohol. If you are sick, you should wear a face mask when you are around other people. Example, sharing a room or a vehicle. And before you enter a healthcare provider's office, if you are not able to wear a face mask, then you should do your best to cover your coughs and sneezes, and people who are caring for you should wear a face mask if they enter your room. If you are not sick, you do not need to wear a face mask unless you are caring for someone who is sick. Face masks may be in short supply, and they should be saved for caregivers. Clean and disinfect frequently touched surfaces daily. This includes tables, doorknobs, light switches, countertops, handles, desks, phones, keyboards, toilets, faucets, and sinks. If surfaces are dirty, clean them. Use detergent or soap and water prior to disinfection. To disinfect, most common EPA-registered household disinfectants will work. Use disinfectants appropriate for the surface. These are a few tips to help you in the prevention of the coronavirus disease 2019 or COVID-19. Also remember, older adults and people who have severe underlying chronic medical conditions like heart or lung disease or diabetes seem to be at higher risk for developing more serious complications from COVID-19. Please consult your healthcare provider about additional steps you may be able to take to protect yourself. For more information on prevention and how to protect yourself, please log on to www.cdc.gov/coronavirus/2019.
The Mount Olive Missionary Baptist Church at 808 Anacoco Street in Leesville, with Dr. Carl R. Armstead, the pastor, will be celebrating Pastor Armstead's 9th year anniversary, Sunday, March 22nd. Leading up to that, the pre-annual services will be March 18th through the 20th at 7 p.m. each night. The theme is God's Ambassador, Ephesians 6, 19 through 20. Wednesday night, Pastor Charlie Gilmore of the Servants of Christ Baptist Church in Alexandria. Thursday night, Pastor Gregory Clark of the Greater New Zion Baptist Church in Alexandria. Friday night, Pastor Daniel Stafford of the Starlight Baptist Church in DeRidder. Sunday, March 22nd at 3 p.m., the special guest speaker and church, Dr. Jerome Chu of the Mount Olive Baptist Church of Jasper, Texas. The Mount Olive Missionary Baptist Church, a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
Lodge Music Box is doing it again. Lodge Music Box presents
A Night to Remember
on a Friday night
in Monroe, Louisiana.
Friday night, April 3rd
at Greater Faith Church,
1018 Breard Street,
Monroe, Louisiana,
where Reverend S.T. Kelly is senior pastor.
Get ready.
Performing live.
Here comes Roy and the Revelation.
The grown men of gospel, Roy and the Revelation. And that's not all.
Get ready for Newborn.
Here comes a sensational six.
Here comes New Connection.
Get ready for Bishop Randall and the Voices.
And the mighty ASV of Greenville, Mississippi. I'm gonna keep
on running. Get your tickets now.
Advanced tickets are $10.
$12 at the door.
Children 6 through 12, $5 at the door only.
For more information, 318-791-0465. Or 318-816-1475.
Doors open at 6, showtimes at 7.
This happens Friday, April 3rd at the Greater Faith Church.
1018 Breard Street, Monroe, Louisiana.
A Friday night you won't ever forget.
Lot Music Box is doing it again.
You better be there.
The Greater Faith Church of Monroe and Lot Music Box are both proud sponsors of KAYT KQJOFM. reaching out in love is one of the most important things we can do, especially now during this time in the coronavirus outbreak. We're going to talk about how to do just that. We'll also be playing Bible Jeopardy. So get your Bibles out. Get ready to play Bible Jeopardy with us. And the music that we play, well, that's going to be very inspiring, very uplifting, and you will be blessed. I guarantee it. That's happening on Friday on the Wade Hampton Show right here on KAYT, KQJO-FM, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez 99.3.
Ain't the Lord all right?
Good up this morning.
Ain't the Lord 7 and 13, David said, I had fainted lest I had believed to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. And what we come to understand and know that even when it doesn't look good, it works for the good to all those that are called according to his purpose. Help me say,
it's all God. Everything going on in my life, and it's all God.
The second annual Gospel Quartet Explosion at the First Evening Star Baptist Church is being temporarily postponed out of an abundance of caution because of the governmental mandate of social distancing. Stay tuned to this station. We will let you know when the concert will take place. That's the First Evening Star Baptist Church, the Bayou Blessing, and the second annual Gospel Quartet Explosion being temporarily postponed. Thank you for your support.
We have just successfully elected two black men for U.S. Senate in Mississippi. Through voting, we have ensured that 80% of our state representatives here in the U.S. South are either black or Native American. Sounds like wishful thinking? In the 1870s, this was actually the history we made through grassroots organizing, and we used the U.S. Census to do it. Coming out of slavery, we organized for black political power, and the census count in 1870 allowed for the creation of the first majority-minority districts in U.S. history. These new districts allowed for a radical change in who represented us in the Senate, Congress, and state houses. In 2020, we will again have an opportunity to take part in the census and make sure every adult and child in our household is counted. Ensuring an accurate count during the U.S. Census is part of our black history. Let's make history again by making sure everyone we know is counted.
Get ready, Alexandria. It's the citywide area interdenominational revival crusade, April 6th through the 9th, under the leadership of Chairman Reverend Clarence Dupart Jr. It all starts with a musical Monday, April 6th at 6 p.m. at Truvine Baptist Church, pastored by Reverend Solomon Shorter, 831 Broadway Avenue. The revival begins Tuesday and runs through Thursday, with day services starting at 10:45 a.m. at Truvine, conducted by Dr. Jerome Davis of the Mount Moriah Baptist Church of Houston. And the night services at 6:45 p.m. at Truvine with Dr. Bertrand Bailey of the New Greenwood Baptist Church of Dallas. You can get more information at 318-794-9525 or 318-451-5979. It's a citywide celebration, the Citywide Area Interdenominational Revival Crusade. Reviving believers, converting sinners, is another proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT KQJO FM.
KAYT KQJO.
Yeah. When peeps give you love, there's nothing in this world that can set you free.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
KAYT, Shreveport, Greenwood, 92.5.